couple of beatboxing and vocal tips today. Some random miscellaneous information I want to share. So make sure that when you practice, you over-articulate everything you do. It's like, instead of going, try. You know, whatever. It's like over-pronunciate. You know, get as hard as you can with your hits so that when you practice doing that, then eventually your mouth muscles and you get comfortable enough with harder hits to where you have more of a spectrum, more of a playground to play around in. And it's more easy to do harder sounds. You can get a lot. Remember, this is percussion we're doing here. So you want to make it sound like you really mean it. Pronounced, defined, articulated, right? So the other tip that I wanted to mention is feel free to imitate anything you hear and vocalize it if you can, or at least attempt to. Almost as if you were either to some degree OCD or autistic, cutting your filter to a point to where you're paying attention to more audio and trying to find a way to translate that to vocal audio. And without thinking really too much about it, just try to imitate what you hear. You know, even if it sounds completely ridiculous, you know, a lot of sounds that you'll come to find are some of the most amazing sounds are ones you found out by trying a different sound that you failed at. And you'll find that your mouth makes a completely different sound than what you think is going to come out. But then you'll realize that that sound is actually better or more usable for what you're trying to do musically. You know, there's a lot of things you'll discover by just playing around. Feel free to just make noises, make sounds, play with different shapes of your mouth, different accents, pay attention to the different ways people speak it from different places in the world, and you might get a little bit different of an effect from your beatboxing. You might start going ba da da ka da da ba da ka da da ba ba da ka da ka ba da ka da da, you know, instead of you know, just see different places talk differently, you know, paying attention to different ways of going about things, different sounds, and imitating it yourself is the best way to connect those dots. Connect yourself to everything through your imitation, whether it's vocal or whatever your art form is. That's one way to connect and to allow that to come through you. So some tips, you know, take your vitamins A, vitamin C, and vitamin E. You want to eat foods healthy in those vitamins. Eat a lot of fresh things. Stay hydrated, don't eat a lot of dairy, don't eat chocolate right before you start doing this stuff. Make sure that you don't have food in your mouth. You know, these are the things that you would think pretty obvious, but sometimes just people don't know, and it's just the way it is. So, keep this in mind. And one last thing, yawning is a vocal stretch. So, feel free to yawn before you beatbox or, you know, just really allow yourself to open up and let go. So take a deep breath, chill out, groove into it, get your groove, and rock your beats. Much love. This is Maestro. Keep on beatboxing. Keep on expressing yourself. Imagine. Dream out loud. All right, peace.